USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney Michael Avenatti says it's outrageous that singer R. Kelly's attorney claims that four accusers are lying about them being sexually abused. Avenatti represents two of Kelly's alleged victims and has given prosecutors new video evidence that shows Kelly having sex with an underage girl. The charges involve multiple forced sex acts. Three of the four women were underage teenagers when the alleged abuse happened.
Between May 1st, 2009 and January 31st, 2010, the victim had vaginal and oral sex with Robert Kelly multiple times. At times, Robert Kelly would spit on her, slap her in the face, and choke her.
Kelly, who is 52 years old, turned him into police on Friday night. His bail has been set at $1 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A Boeing 767 cargo jetliner disintegrated when it crashed into a bay east of Houston, Texas. No survivors have been found. Witnesses say they heard the engine surging, then it went nose first into Trinity Bay. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt.
This is preliminary information. The aircraft was in what I would characterize as a normal descent, and at around 6,300 feet, it began what I will characterize as a very, very rapid descent at that point.
The Vatican is in the middle of a sex abuse summit with hundreds of Catholic leaders joining together from around the world. There's also alleged victims of abuse by predator clergy attending the summit. Chicago's cardinal says new legal procedures are needed to both report and investigate superiors who are accused of abuse themselves or of cover-ups for others. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With reports that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is wrapping things up, the White House is clearly eager to put the two-year-long Russia probe behind it. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders telling reporters on Friday morning that the public moved on a long time ago, arguing that the only people who are still, quote, hung up on it are Democrats and the media.
The idea that President Trump needed to collude with Russia in order to beat Hillary Clinton is frankly laughable.
Her remarks come as there's speculation that Robert Mueller could submit his report to the Attorney General Bill Barr as early as the start of next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince has defended China's use of concentration camps for a Muslim sect. John Clemens reports.
Mohammed bin Salman was in China to sign a multi-million dollar trade deal when he defended Beijing's right to detain an estimated 1 million Uyghurs in the so-called re-education camps. Gary Bauer of American Values is also on the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.
Hundreds of thousands of Uyghurs are being held in these camps. And, of course, the irony is around the world there are a lot of Islamic countries that engage in religious persecution.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.